Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. In the battle for acres, which crop will likely come out as the top dog this spring? Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
How much of what crops will farmers plant this spring? USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says that is a very tough call to make right now, especially with fertilizer prices being so high. However, even with high input costs,
the market continues to signal,
I want corn.
It wants those corn acres. At least it's signaling that right now. Got a long way to go until farmers are putting those seeds in the ground and the market can change its mind between now and then. But an expectation that while prices might soften with a good crop next year, prices still in the positive range when it comes to return, with some concerns about fertilizer costs.
So the market has favored corn over beans, but Meyer says there could be increases this season for corn, beans, and wheat, possibly sending combined plantings up to the highest level since 2014. Seth Meyer, though, will have an updated projection on acreage about this time next month at USDA's annual outlook forum. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey now has a look at the National Weather Service's forecast for the rest of January.
Temperatures will remain on the cold side across the eastern half of the country, so below normal temperatures there, but we will see near to above normal temperatures across the western half of the country from the Pacific coast to the high plains, the greatest likelihood of warmth stretching from Southern California to the Four Corners region. Now, in terms of precipitation, as we head into the end of January, it looks pretty quiet for most of the country, near to below normal precipitation virtually nationwide. The exceptions will be parts of the northern high plains, mainly in Montana, and then also across southern Texas, but otherwise pretty quiet end to the month of January, with cold in the east, mild in the west, dry across much of the country.
Students of the Fargo Public Schools will be dining on North Dakota-raised and processed beef after a coordinated effort between the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, IBAND, and the North Dakota Department of Agriculture and also the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction through the state's farm-to-school program. IBAND worked with the other groups to start a coordinated effort through the farm-to-school program to encourage North Dakota beef producers to sell to schools. After details worked out, Fargo Public Schools purchased an initial order of 900 pounds of North Dakota beef from South 40 Beef in Mott, a local beef processor, and plan to serve tacos to all grade levels today. Ag Commissioner Doug Goring says we're hoping more producers will participate in the farm-to-school procurement opportunities, and added school lunch programs can help local economies and the state's economy by buying locally produced and processed foods such as beef. This is Inside Agriculture.